till 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sully Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Broken Channel. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
That gets the new year off to a start, doesn't it?
Welcome to the Breakdown in 2026.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy. Hello, John.
Hello.
It's
hello, Joel.
Happy New Year. Customary, this, isn't it?
It has, because that
Steve is
Steve Rockaway is down a beach, doesn't he?
Yeah, so we've got yourself. We're very happy to have you today.
Thank you very much.
And in the first play of 2026 position this year, I was just thinking back, last year it was Uranus, and the year before that, the magnificently named Flesh Tetris. Yes. That was Shelf Lives, who are readying their second album, Hypernormal, which is going to be out towards the end of February, February 25th, and that is a single from it, Frischen.
With a capital N at the end, very important.
Yes, it hasn't. Yeah, everything else is lowercase. Look at that. Look at that. That's their thing. Hypernormal. They've got a thing.
They like the capital letters ending at the end. Sentences, don't they? Ending words.
Yeah, really, really good live act as well. They were supported Lambrini Girls on their recent tour, and they got things kicked off very nicely.
I can imagine.
We have a whole heap of new music to play today.
We do.
Yeah.
I don't have as much as usual.
There's not as many big hitters.
No, but there's a lot of new acts, which is good for the breakdown.
Very, very good. And an album of the week in the form of Wristwatch, a band who I hadn't heard of until a couple of days ago. Brilliant, brilliant album. Going to be playing Free from that today. Also, tracks from albums by Feel Like Heaven and Gumshoes, which has become a regular,
Yearly.
It's how we kick off the year, isn't it?
Yeah, playing Gumshoes. Gumshoes album. Put an album out in the first couple of days of the year for the last 3 years, I think. And in the fourth year in a row, they've done the same. Happy New Year is the name of the record. And do you know what? We'll play something from this after your next one.
After my one. Yeah. I'm going to kick off with a new artist, which is Joe Jai. All in capitals, which is why I shouted it. J-O-J-I. He's a Japanese-Australian singer born George Miller, not the film director. And this is a track called Love You Less. He used to be what is known as an internet personality, who was best known for playing oddball characters. And it's thanks to him we have the Harlem Shake, apparently.
Oh.
He popularised it back in 2013. Nice. But thankfully, he's given up all that now, and he's recording music. He has an album out in on February the 6th. I don't think I can say the title, so I will just say it's called Wee-Weeing in the Wind.
Okay.
So nice. I might be able to say it, but I'll have decorum as it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But yeah, this is Joji and Love You Less.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
We'll be right back.
Reliably wonderful stuff there from Gumshoes. That's Die Pig Die from Happy New Year, which is the fourth album on consecutive years that Sam Sparks of Gumshoes has released an album either on December 31st, as was this one, or the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd, or the 4th of January, as he has done in the previous 3 years. And yes, you did mention while he was playing that this is a work that is done all on his own in his bedroom on days where he has good health. Not quite sure what Sam suffers with, but he's
feeling better than ever. So
well, he said here, yeah, as I write this, I'm in the best health I've been in for years. Wish me luck. We will do that.
Good luck, Sam.
Yeah. So Happy New Year's was Gumshoes. We played before that. Who was it?
Joji.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Getting the first play on the show. And now we're going to go into the album of the week, which is a band that I hadn't heard of before yesterday. They are American-based from Madison. Do you know where Madison is?
On their Bandcamp, they say they're from the No Coast, which, frankly, is of no help whatsoever.
So the band are called Wristwatch. This album is three, I guess.
Yeah, it's just
Three, isn't it?
Three. It's because it's the third album, I'm guessing.
Is that an accurate thing, or is that just a Murphy punt?
If you want me to patronise you any further, please let me know.
But I heard this album yesterday. I played it through once, played it straight through again, and I thought, right, we're having three songs from this tomorrow. So we're going to start with a track called Size. And do you know what? After this, we're going to play something brand new from Ladytron,
ooh,
who did release a single a couple of days ago.
Excellent.
I was Good citizens of Sheffield, this is Matthias from The Burning Hell, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Ladytron View with a track from their 8th album, Paradises, which isn't out until March. But that song, which you've just heard, Caught in a Blink of an Eye, is the 6th single already.
God.
That's
like the Jackson-esque. Days of, I was just going to say, it's like the days of Michael Jackson.
Yeah. How many Interpols out of 10 would you
say? I think that's a strong 9 Interpols out of 10.
Yeah, definitely. Easily. Definitely. So that was Ladytron, followed on from the first part of this week's album of the week from Wristwatch.
Which I should say, Madison, thanks to friend of the show Olivia, tells us that is in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, of course it is. Of course it is. John, we're slacking.
we have a live fact checker listening at home, which is good.
So, John, your next song, okay, has been out a couple of months.
It has.
Do you want to go for it?
Because, yeah, why not?
Because
I do think it's good.
You had the same confusion as I did, actually, because Flora Cash is listed as them having an EP out. It isn't. It's just a collection of singles.
Yeah, and it says it was out yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm. So I was all smug. I thought, oh, a rare first week of January release. But never mind. The EP, well, the non-EP, is called Moments of Glory, all in lowercase. Flora Cash is a Swedish-American duo consisting of... Let's go for it.
Go on.
Shepreska Lishaj.
I'm certain that's...
That is definitely how you pronounce it. And Cole Randall. That's easier to pronounce. They met on SoundCloud in 2012. And that was the only way to meet people in 2012.
Yep.
People only ever met on SoundCloud. There was no pubs.
Nothing.
No apps. Nothing like that. And they started making music together. And how many tracks is this non-EP? Is it six?
This is six.
Yeah. And I've chosen a track called What Is Wrong, all in lowercase, which apparently was out a few months ago.
But all in uppercase?
Sorry, yes.
That's the opposite.
It is. Right, I need to distinguish between upper and lowercase. What Is Wrong in uppercase? And when was it out? A few months ago?
A couple of months ago.
But we missed it, didn't we?
We did miss it.
First time around. So we're writing that wrong now.
Do you want to hear the new single item?
I've got it. I wish you'd told me there was a new single.
No, see ya. Moments of
Glory.
Should we play it?
Can do.
It's just over 2 minutes long.
Yeah, why not? Let's give them a double. Let's give them...
Still in a frame, the lily you gave. Need a hold as the both of us prayed. Got carried away by the heights we attained. In a glamorous, glorious game we played, we changed. But darling, don't forget these stories. Moments of glory can't be undone. You'll always be part of me. If we get lost or paths uncross, we'll know where to run. You'll always be part of me.
Always be part of me.
make the obscurity play. The memories fade, though they're fuzzy and vague. Little films I can see through the gray. Of faces, of faces. Darling, no, forget these stories. Moments of glory can't be undone. You'll always be part of me. If we get lost or paths uncrossed, we'll know where to run. You'll always be part of me. Forget these stories. Moments of glory can't be undone. You'll always be part of me. If we get lost or paths uncrossed, we'll know where to run. You'll always be part of me.
Double Flora Cash, that's a new feature.
Yeah. So Moments of Glory is a track which came out yesterday. I've been doing a bit of digging to see if there's going to be an album, but nothing listed. They've got a very well-stocked back catalogue of music, including six singles in the last 4 months, but no incoming album as of yet. Treble Seven time, first of the year. Indeed. It's yours, John.
It is. Right, first, I'm going for... We've done a bit of... We peek behind the curtain here. We've done a bit of last-minute jigging around.
Mm.
But the first one I'm going to do is by an artist called Theo Bleek, who we have played before. She's from Dundee, otherwise known as Katie Lynch. And on the 18th of December, she released her debut album, Bargaining, which is 14 tracks and just about half an hour. And it's really brilliant. It's full of like lo-fi, atmospheric, introspective acoustic songs. And also, crucially, it's got lots of songs that are under 2 minutes. So it's very useful for a Treble Seven. So I will kick off today's Treble Seven with Mortified. I thought it said Mystified for some reason. I really need to wear my glasses. Mortified by Theo Bleek.
Breakdown. Treble Seven.
Haven't you heard I'm the internet girl?
I'm getting out of here.
Eat zucchini. Eat zucchini. Eat zucchini. Eat zucchini. Do you read me? Like the emoji?
Screenshot.
Haven't you heard?
Hi, this is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
With three very different songs, I would like to say. First, you had Theo Bleek and Mortified, which we talked about before. And that was followed by a bit of K-pop.
Bit of K-pop.
Not K-pop for a while. That was Cat's Eyes. I'm again, shouting that because it's all in capitals. They're a six-strong girl group based in LA with members from the Philippines, South Korea, Switzerland and the USA, and were formed on the reality competition series Dream Academy.
Hmm.
And it included the line, "Eat zucchini," which presumably is a plea for fans to eat lots of vegetables. That was their debut play on The Breakdown. And then what you just heard then was Dream Fatigue, who are from Salem, Massachusetts. I have very little information about them. They released that track yesterday, which was called Be Your Anchor. Their influences are Paramore, Thursday and Incubus. And that was their debut play on The Breakdown as well.
Thank you very much, John. Okay, I was considering whether or not to exercise my right to play a treble seven of my own.
Oh, I thought you were going to play your longest song.
Oh, no, I am going to do
that. That is the
tradition. Yeah, right. Well, probably my longest song. But going to go instead with a beautiful track by Alice Costello, who I thought I'd seen on listings for somewhere in Sheffield. She's playing at Sydney Matilda on the 26th of February in support of her debut album, Move On With The Year, which comes out at the start of that month. There was an EP back in 2024 which brought her to my attention called Move On When It's The Time, which was brilliant. And this track was written just after that EP, so it kind of bridges between the EP and the new album. It's called Anywhere Else.
Anywhere a pile of stolen artifacts laid down at my feet. Please don't save yourself for me. I don't want to be the only thing that keeps you going.
Beautiful track. Alice Costello with Anywhere Else. Okay, now a Hollywood kind of theme double.
Hollywood double bill, I reckon. Yeah. What are we starting with?
I think we go with Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Not the artist.
Not the artist, no. Bear with me. I have my notes. Just fill in for
I can tell you.
We'll cut in. Oh, it feels like heaven, isn't it?
Yeah. Feels like heaven.
They're a post-hardcore band from Stockholm in Sweden. Released mm-hmm. their debut album, Within Dreams, on New Year's Day. And they have three members of a band called Speedway in their ranks, who are another Swedish hardcore band. But, yeah, we're going to... We've picked a track called Sandra Bullock, who, of course, was in the famous film The Bus That Wouldn't Slow Down.
That one, yes.
That's the Simpsons reference.
I remember the bus that wouldn't slow down.
Yeah.
And the boat that wouldn't speed up.
That's the one.
So here it is. And then something with a spectacular name.
Superb name, which I'm amazed that we've never spotted before.
It's coming, and it's worth staying for.
It certainly is.
We'll be right back. Hello, this is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That was the magnificently named the Shania Twain Saw Massacre, which I saw this morning. Full disclosure, that has been out a while, but you can't be a band with a name like that and not be played on The Breakdown.
Absolutely not. And I'm going to forgive you for promising a Hollywood-themed double. Yes. I think you were just so excited about playing the Shania Twain Saw Massacre.
For some reason, I thought Shania Twain was a Hollywood actress. She's not. She's a pop star. She may have been in films.
So immediately after we started to press play on the first band there, which was...
Feels Like Heaven.
Feels Like Heaven. You turned to me and went, she's not a Hollywood star, is she? And I'm like, no, she's not. No. Well, I hadn't spotted it either.
I've been off for 2 weeks, you know. I've been eating chocolate and drinking Baileys, so that's my excuse.
But it was the band before that, Feels Like Heaven, mm-hmm. with the track Sandra Bullock from an album which was out on New Year's Day.
It was, Within Dreams.
All right. Something we've both brought today is something from Cave Town, who has been putting music out now for coming on for 10 years, I think. This track features Chloe Moriondo. I recognise that name. I do recognise that name. I don't know where, though. What else have you got to say on this one?
New album, Running With Scissors, follows up 2022's Worm Food.
Has it been that long?
Cave Town will be playing various in-stores and gigs between now and April of this year.
Okay. We'll have the second part of this week's Album of the Week from Wristwatch after this, and then one more to get in before we get to 4 o'clock.
We'll be right back.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Fade out. It's not gonna fade out, is it? It's Wristwatch, and that was Do. And that album, which is our album of the week, as we've discussed, was recorded with Bo Sorensen, who has worked with Bob Mould in the past. That track was called Do. Bob Mould's old band were Husker Du.
Husker Du. I like
it. It all fits together, doesn't it?
It does. One more song in this hour, Space Jaguar. Put out an EP in December. Every Room is an Escape Room, follow-up to their debut album, If You Play, Expect to Pay, earlier this year. It's the work of Irish musician Mark Grassick, who's been in many, many bands over the years. This is the final track on that EP called Bad Reputation.
I know I've got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk, talk, talk. If I could only give you everything, you know I haven't got. I couldn't have one conversation if it wasn't for the lies, lies, lies. And still I want.